Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Wednesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break back in studio. We enjoyed the early bird yesterday. It was good to see all the people out and about.
Say it, please.
The bird! That was incredible.
That was a fun day.
Yesterday was a fun morning. Fun day. We've got a lot of fun days in here that goes right in there with just like, we haven't done a ton of live remotes, but there's never been, it's like they never disappoint.
That was fun.
They never disappoint, but it was fun.
Our last one was at Ruhlman's, which again, didn't have a crowd because it was a steakhouse in the morning, but Phil and John were awesome.
Phil showed up.
Phil was there yesterday.
Yesterday, Phil was there.
Phil was there early.
He had to get going because they're doing a elite special. There's a magazine flying in from New York City to do a special on John Benton.
Are you kidding me?
No, that's why I had to get back. That's why I had to get back. They knew it on the entire Ruhlman Steakhouse, but featuring John.
I wonder what that magazine is.
We got to find that magazine.
I think it was called The Edge. I think maybe that might be it.
And they're flying in.
They're flying in from New York City to cover Ruhlman Steakhouse.
For journalism. Wow.
But Ben, have you ever thought of that
one? Ben, they're flying in a reporter. That could be you someday.
I would take it personal, Ben. I would. What if Ben started doing restaurant reviews?
It'd be awesome.
That would be awesome. Ben, that would be...
He'd be good at it.
Because he grades the units, right?
Yeah.
In football. And for Nebraska, he grades.
I was going to ask you to send me your unit grades for Purdue. I'd be interested to read that, if you don't mind. I'm not joking.
I sent it out. I texted him after the game, didn't I, Ben?
Yeah, where's your grades at, Ben?
When's your grades coming? He goes, they're already done. Bing.
And he sent the text to it. He texted us, yeah.
I think he texted you, too.
Yeah,
you're on the text.
You have his text.
Okay, got it. Don't worry about sending it.
Just look back at the group chat. It's in there for sure.
Wow. That's interesting. What you just told me is interesting. There's a magazine coming in from New York to do a story about Ruhlman's and John Benton in particular. You should do a story about Phil, too.
You should.
I'm sure Phil will be heavily featured.
Yeah. Quoted.
Quoted.
Yeah. Wow.
He's the inventor of Gallup.
Gallup.
Yeah,
he invented
Gallup.
He's the man.
So that'd be a pretty big deal.
Now, Phil is probably watching. Phil, if you're out there watching, please point us to this magazine when it comes out. We want a copy.
Yes, mm-hmm. An autographed copy.
Autographed copy in the studio that we can...
From you
can
and John Benton.
Yes, we want maybe two copies.
Who ran Wilderness Ridge at age 13.
Remarkable, man.
It was a remarkable day. There was a point during the day when Bill did Bill's Thrills and the place wouldn't quiet.
It did. Out of respect.
Right. I mean, it just went quiet.
There was a constant murmur.
I didn't feel that like you guys did.
I felt it. It happened. 100%. It's like when I do Aging Gracefully, I've noticed that the birds stop chirping.
Yes. Also, just for a second.
Animals stop.
Really?
Yeah.
The world stops spinning.
Right.
Listens to your
Ben's shaking his head.
Yeah.
You notice that, Ben? You noticed that the bird stopped chirping?
It did. The bird had a constant murmur. It went quiet for that 15 minutes.
It did. It did. And it was a good one. Minnesota got jacked. Can I say that on the radio?
Yeah, sure.
Jacked.
Yeah.
I was going to stick with that one. I like that one.
they got it. They got jacked.
The pane of glass. Oh, got it.
What was the headline? Can you remember the headline?
The pane of glass. It's a pain in the ass.
And they changed. I think the Big Ten changed the rule now.
Not the rule, how they officiate it.
I'm sorry.
The rules, you can't. You just can't do it two ways. It's like saying you can step out of bounds in the last minute of a basketball game and it doesn't count.
Right. You're right.
There's two different ways to do it.
Coast
now, the one, the, also, the way it's not smart in college on the punt when the ball crosses the end zone that it's a touchback no matter what happens now, whether it lands or not, is that if the ball gets punted from way deep, so I mean, say it's like a 70-yard punt for some reason, there's no one on the goal line. So the official is running down there trying to see, did the ball cross the line? And so that makes no sense when you just look at it and say, the ball didn't hit in the end zone. But so the time you spend on this, I mean, here's the part that's interesting about Minnesota.
Yeah, tell me.
Would be this. The last, I mean, it's coached so hard. And the last words out of your mouth would be to the onside team, you cannot be offsides. You cannot cross that plane. And it has been, and this also had been covered not numerous times. I mean, literally weekly in your practice. So you knew it was coming. But the last words out of your mouth were, this cannot happen. Mm-hmm. This is what has to not happen.
You're saying it didn't really happen.
I still say it didn't happen.
Right.
What I say was very clear was that the referee wanted to show the commissioner that he knew the rules.
Yeah, that's too bad.
That's what it was.
And here's one of the most, I mean, sport is interesting in a lot of ways. All of this discussion is zero consolation to Minnesota.
None.
They took a horrific L.
I didn't realize till I watched it for the, like, how many time last night. I watched it again. I didn't quite realize this because I just saw the flag, so I kind of lost pace of it. They got the ball at like the 37-yard line. The ball scooted down the sideline.
The 37 of
Michigan.
Ooh.
So they were basically,
this is criminal.
They were basically 5 yards from field goal range.
You know what this is? That's criminal.
It is. It really, wasn't like they got the ball at the 50. No, they got the ball way down the field. And also, the other thing too, Michigan had no idea what they were doing. Their technique on the recovery team, on the hands for the win,
right,
was wrong. I see them lined up, and I'm like, what are they doing? And they didn't have that. They didn't
football,
do the,
Jake.
They didn't execute it.
Jake, football.
Someone didn't have it figured out.
Do you think they just didn't work on it that week or something? Probably.
They would have had to have worked on it. That's one thing. You always kick an onside kick and a hand seat every Thursday. You're going to do that.
So much to cover.
I just think Michigan played 3 quarters of great football. They were dominating Minnesota. And then all of a sudden, the fourth quarter of Minnesota gets life.
If they
had either won that game or tied it and went to overtime, that's an absolutely amazingly stunned stadium. They had just beat USC last week. Mm-hmm. Massive win.
Right.
After a blowout loss to Texas, you brought it back. I can't imagine that if somehow they had lost the game or went to overtime with that lead at home.
Imagine the Sharon Moore conversation. It would have been, boat rowing all the way back to Minneapolis.
You always talk about this, and it's so right. Yeah. Just think about the ramifications of that call as it applies to Michigan, but also as it applies to PJ Fleck. Then flip it on its head. What a win for PJ Fleck.
Yeah.
It could
now
be.
Now he's 3-2. Probably going to get to a bowl game. Now he's 2-3 and he's got USC coming in.
Right. And you look at the whole Minnesota program differently.
He's on the hot seat. I read a deal. 7 coaches in the hot seat. Fleck was one.
Well, don't forget, the previous week, they were up 14-7 in Iowa at halftime and got boat raced in the second half. I mean, Iowa, Caleb Johnson put him away. They got routed.
Mm-hmm.
And they were down 24-3. They could have got to overtime.
No consolation, Bill. None.
Also,
no consolation.
We have these fifth. So they reviewed the Miami Virginia Tech game for 5 minutes and 33 seconds. That was the review.
Yep.
So you know they missed the call because here's why they missed it. I'm not saying they didn't get the call right, but they called a touchdown. So if you reviewed it for 5:33, that means there's no evidence. And there's time on that film.
Means they were looking for evidence.
And there's time on the film where no one can see the ball.
I watched a zillion times.
So it should have been a touchdown based off what the rules were.
How do you overturn?
I couldn't overturn that.
Yeah, no, I couldn't overturn it.
But here's the deal. We have all these views, angles, everything. Minnesota clearly recovered the ball.
Oh,
but guess what? Guess what? Non-reviewable.
Oh, God.
Non-reviewable. So it went away like a high school game.
Yeah.
It just went away. Nope, no go.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
That's criminal.
It is.
It's criminal.
And to think that we have this technology that they couldn't just say, hang on, we're going to go to the Big Ten here. We're going to look at this again.
This is
and
bad.
If they had came back and just said, hey, we got the call wrong, they say non-reviewable.
Now, is it simple going forward just to say that should be reviewable?
Yeah, that'd be a way to fix it, to say, we're going to review this.
Now, this, again, doesn't help Minnesota at all, but you got to fix the game.
Can you imagine the panic of the Big Ten? Been the same panic it was in the ACC. All of a sudden, it's like, Big Ten doesn't want Minnesota winning that game.
No,
they don't want that. They don't want Minnesota beaten.
Can't let that take over though. You can't let that. Take over.
I agree with you. But boy, Minnesota. They took it on this one.
Do you think Virginia Tech took it?
Yeah, 100%.
They called it a touchdown.
They called it a touchdown.
In any of the 5 minutes reviews they showed, did it look to you that there's obvious reason to overturn the call?
I watched it a hundred times. I still can't find one. No, I watched it 100 times.
5 minutes.
How do you overturn that?
Well, I think we know why.
I mean, you know why, but still.
5:33.
I tell you what, again, Virginia Tech and Minnesota, it's the same with Virginia Tech. No consolation.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. No. They just took an L.
Now they're 2-3.
Yep.
And most likely the next game won't be good. Because if you win a game like that, it's really hard to bounce back.
When you win a game and then just call the loss, that'd be hard. That'd be really hard. Human nature would be.
When the evidence still shows you should have won the game.
Wow. Idle chit chat got real.
It did. Yeah, it got real. Ben.
We went from the bird to the
bird.
The bird is the word.
The bird.
The bird is the word.
Everybody knows about the bird.
Everybody knows about the bird.
Good job, Jake.
That was one of your best.
That was one of the best.
In the moment, appropriate.
Yeah.
Appropriate.
If I didn't do a bird song for that play, I would let the whole country down.
The thing about me, I'm not even thinking
you guys,
that.
Ben, the country down.
The country down.
Yes. Everybody.
Yeah, we would have been, yes.
Packed house.
Do you want something lighthearted real quick before
Please.
We
end?
Yes. Well, kind of lighthearted. Not it was for me lighthearted.
This is about yesterday?
Yesterday, I told you guys I was going home in the morning after the remote. I went to get my car washed at Jet Splash. I mean, Jet Splash is fine. This is not against Jet Splash.
No, okay? I got you.
At Jet Splash, 40th and South. I get in line, and I don't have the pass on the right side to go scan and go far. I just kind of, they check my license plate, and then I go in. So I have to be on the left side.
Okay.
There's two cars ahead of me with their doors open. I said, this is odd. Why are the doors open in the drive-thru? So I'm waiting there for 2 minutes. Nothing happens.
Mm-hmm.
So I go to the right lane, can't get in, back up. The guy says, hang on, come over here. There was an accident in the car wash line.
No wonder what happened.
Now, I tried to see if there was obvious damage to the front or back of a car. I didn't see it. But at one point, I did roll the window down and hear the gal say, I'm so sorry. This is the worst morning of my entire life so far.
Oh, God. I wonder what happened.
I don't know. But I've never seen a moment like that.
Well, you're on a
at
belt.
The car wash.
So how could you?
Well, this is before the belt.
Before the belt.
They're getting
pre-belt.
Checked.
Okay.
They're getting checked in at the glass thing. Okay. What
probably
do you want?
Probably just had
what
it in here. They had it in drive and took their foot off the brake. Just didn't know.
But
fender bender.
If I was looking at the situation, it seemed to me like the person in front felt like they were in the wrong. So I don't know if they were in park and then went reverse, maybe accidentally.
Might have done that.
Instead of drive when the thing went up, but. She said, this is the worst morning of my entire life.
I hope
so
the police
sorry.
Had to show up and write this up in the Jet Splash line.
So what did you do to get your car washed?
Well, I finally went off to the right side. The guy's like, hey, it's fine. We'll open up the gate. You're good to go. But I was trying to like go backwards. I was trying to reverse out of there, which could have caused an accident myself.
Yeah.
But I said, I don't want to sit here for an hour and wait for this accident to get cleaned up here in the car wash line. What would you have done in that situation?
Probably what you did. Just go around.
But that right end, the right side is very clear. No, you got to have either you're buying a pass over here or you got to scan your car. I don't want to buy the car wash. I already have a membership, but I don't have the pass.
I'm very much not trying to act like I'm like Mr. Cool.
Okay, you are.
I don't like that feeling.
Yeah.
But there, it is a nice feeling. I have the pass.
You have the pass.
Oh, yes. You do.
I need to get the pass. So I get to go in on
your car is always clean.
The speed side. Yeah, I get to go through the speed side. And I like that. Because sometimes someone's there talking, they're getting checked in or whatever like that, and I just whip right by them.
Katrinka weighs in.
What'd she say?
Katrinka didn't show up yesterday.
Katrinka.
Disappointing. A lot of people were there, but she was not.
Joke book.
The bird. The bird is the word.
Yeah. Surfing bird.
That was the theme song for Pee Wee Herman's show.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
I cannot confirm or deny that.
That was the theme for Pee Wee Herman's.
Anybody
show.
Confirm that on the text?
Well,
line?
She would know.
Let's just talk about also, we'll get it out right now. Yeah. So when we get back to it later, we can have it out there that the game show's a fraud. The game
there was
show's
a moment I made a mistake.
Bill, this is.
That's fine. No,
it's been twice. It's
this needs to be brought
this is family, I guess. We have to,
exactly right. That's what we say. We're sitting around and all of a sudden at the table.
It's a little uncomfortable.
A little uncomfortable. It has to be. Well, it has to be for Jake. You have to make it uncomfortable, I think.
Okay, so what happened?
He robbed us with Hayner, right? Or with,
Jake
but the thing
Jake
is, you got the question right there.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Here, so he says, well, what running back 2001 was shut down by the black shirts?
That's what I did and say.
What TCU for running back?
TCU running back. So I get the name right. And so Jamie's. Burrow's very proud.
He's sitting there.
So he texts all of his friends. He goes, "How about that? We shut down Tomlinson." And they're like, "No, we didn't. He was done in 2000. He was done in 2000. It wasn't even the right." So Jamie Burrow did not shut down Tomlinson.
We can say he did for a sake.
But he said he did.
We can say that
Jamie texts everyone, and now and then all of a sudden, all the 2001 black shirts are up in arms like, we didn't play against Tomlinson.
How about that, by the way, Jamie? How about that we shut down Tomlinson?
I don't remember that.
So then all of a sudden there's a text message hits me about an hour later, and then I had to include Jake into the fold.
You did.
And, yeah, because it got heated.
Yep. Yeah. It's fine. I'll take the L there. Yeah. You got the right name I was going for, sure. So we didn't avoid any drama there in the game show itself. But, yeah, that was poor. Poor by me. I got the rice thing. I confirmed the rice thing was correct.
Okay, was that correct?
I was right.
I was worried about that one.
The rice one was
right now,
correct.
What don't we worry about on the show?
We have to start getting stuff right.
We do. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at Renew, which David, by the way,
David was there. Fabulous shirt.
He was. Very loud shirt.
He had bonus gravy. He had smothered.
He had a bonus gravy.
I go,
well,
that looks smothered, David. He goes, yeah, look at this. He had a bowl of bonus gravy.
He did. I saw it.
That's, how about the fact that you can order bonus gravy and no one thinks twice about it?
The food's really good. Thanks to Kathy.
Yes.
Kathy.
She gave you the pancakes.
Yeah. And eggs.
Kathy Woody.
Yes.
Yeah, they were blue. Jake, remember what I always say is they got blueberry pancakes?
Yes.
They were blueberry pancakes.
Well, she knows what you like.
Kathy Woody can do everything.
Yeah. And those were, and I mean, when I say this, those were incredibly good pancakes.
You were eating them by hand when I was talking to you. You were driving in your truck and you were eating them.
You would have been thoroughly disgusted when you were talking to me on the phone yesterday because I was just stuffing them into my mouth via hand.
No, I could tell. I could tell. I could tell what was going on.
Surprising anymore.
I could tell what was going on.
Ben, stuffing them in my mouth via hand.
Please call or text David at 402-833-3858 or go to renewyourauto.com. Everything from body shops, ceramic coatings, window tinting, and more.
Football.
Renewyourauto.com.
Football.
Yesterday, yes, we heard from the coordinators, Tony White and Marcus Satterfield after practice. Sip, you were there?
Yes.
We'll save Satterfield for 7 o'clock.
This offensive
that?
Discussion.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do that. We can start with White if
Let's
you want.
Let's do that. Start with Tony White, Nebraska defensive coordinator.
First of all, it was interesting. A lot of the media people were commenting on how sort of serious and kind of even short some of the answers were, which is fine. It's a big game. You don't want to read too much into that. It could have been as simple as a bad practice or who knows. There's always that kind of running commentary about the defense because it had a couple off Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have an off Saturday on this particular Saturday against Purdue. Shut down Purdue's running game pretty well. Do you have that sound?
Munch, tell me what he said.
It was the guys did what they were supposed to do. They came with the right attitude. You don't even have to play it. We'll see if that attitude shows up again this week. I think he was pretty happy with the way they played. According to Pro Football Focus, they missed 17 tackles. That's suspect to me. I didn't see a bunch of missed tackles. I thought they tackled pretty well.
What's the normal amount in a game, Bill, of missed tackles?
Yeah.
You'd like to be 10 or less.
Okay, 10 or less.
Got 10 or less.
10 or less, remember that.
I would imagine, and like I said, I'm with Steve when they do these grading and who's grading and who's doing this. It's always kind of, oh yeah, they graded out great. It's like, well, they have no idea. Maybe the guy was supposed to be dropping in coverage and he rushed. Oh yeah, it was a good rush. He had his gap. They don't even know.
Right.
But in general though, I will say this, it's accurate enough to, you can just tell if it's buffoonery. But also I would say that the 17 missed tackles, those are pretty easy to grade.
Okay.
So there must have been.
Okay. There was some.
Right? I would think you would look at it and just say, that's a missed tackle. Sometimes that one doesn't seem hard to grade. So that's probably one of the reasons with where it's at. Also, probably concerning because it wasn't if you had 17 missed tackles, what would concern you would be who were you playing against?
Right.
So you're playing against a team that's extremely dynamic.
Right.
Sometimes a 17 can be like, yeah, we had 17, but wow, we tackled it. We made a lot of really good plays. Because you mentioned, Steve, that you didn't think Purdue was dynamic at receiver.
Mm-mm.
Or even dynamic at running back for missed tackles.
I mean, I can make Devin Mockabee sound like Eric Dickerson. Yeah. He's not.
Yeah. Now, there was times on a very solid, very, very solid, they'll be a bowl team, Washington State, where they had like 9 missed tackles on one play.
Oh, God.
So Genty?
Yes. So they probably had in the mid-30s.
Speaking of Ashton Genty.
The Boise State running back.
The Rutgers team has its own version of that. Don't know if this
Let's
guy
easy on that one.
Yeah, he's not. I was just going to say he's not Kyle. I'm going to call
Manning
him,
guy.
Yeah, that's. I think that's.
Say it again, Jake.
Manning guy.
Yeah, I don't think that's what it is. Best close.
I'm gonna go with Jake.
I think that's what it is. Actually,
I think it's Manning guy. Manning guy. There's no A. It's a M O N.
Okay.
I don't know how Manny you get
guy, man. Manny guy.
Yeah. Anywho.
Caribbean.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Tomato. But who says tomato?
Nobody.
Nobody does. That one. Tomato.
Put some tomatoes on your sandwich. Yeah, no, what are you talking about?
Yeah. Caribbean.
Manny
guy. We'll go with that.
Yeah. I will say, yeah. Manny guy is not, no, he's not Ashton Genty, but he's good. And they'll have to tackle.
Yeah, I got audio on that one.
Please.
Here's Tony White analyzing Kyle Monty guy, the running back for Rutgers from yesterday.
He's probably the best one we've seen to date. Contact balance, vision. I mean, the guy, he just does not stop his feet. And the really neat thing about him is you see him and he gets his yak yards are ridiculous. I mean, he's getting hit at 2 and 3 yards. And then when they spot the ball, he's gained 6 and 7. You know what I mean? So that's between falling forward, breaking tackles, the O lineman hitting the pile forward, all that kind of stuff. They really do a really good job at finishing plays.
I'll tell you what, if that's what's going on, the one thing you don't want to see as a fan of an opposing team, a fan of your home team, a Nebraska fan, what you don't want to see is Rutgers pushing the pile forward, the running back getting stopped, and then somehow he got 4 because they just pushed the pile forward. It drives you crazy. They're tough though. They're a tough team. You don't want to see him bouncing off tackles. And he's capable of it. It'll happen. Actually, you just don't want to see. You just don't want to see it a lot. He's averaging 147 yards per game. He was the Big Ten's leading rusher last year.
He had a particular run against Washington.
Yes,
he had one particular run that was about a 40-yard run, 30-40-yard run.
Missing Tooth Greg was telling me about
on Rutgers' sideline.
Yep.
And it was one of those moments of like, okay, that was all running back. It was, and that's what Tony White said is what is frustrating for a coordinator or also says the talent level. Like I said, if it's block for 6 and they get 6, don't fear them. Block for 6 and they get 9, fear them. And so that's what this guy can do.
Yeah, like I said,
should have got 2, and it's 2nd and 5. That's where you get gutted a little bit.
Okay, this is where I discuss, this is the part of the show where I discuss X's and O's and scheme with Bill.
You tell Bill this.
Well, I just, I'm getting more daring. Rutgers has this running back that's good. They don't have much at the receiver position. They don't have a quarterback that throws it down the field. If he throws it down the field, what did you say yesterday?
9 yards is taking the top off the coverage.
So don't you just load up against the run?
You can. They'll be plus one. There'll be a lot of probably one high when you're watching it during through situation.
One high. Help me with that one.
What's that? Just one high safety.
One high safety.
Split safety.
So you're moving your safety down.
Which means you're going to be plus one in the box.
So you're moving Singleton down.
You were trying to get plus two in the box.
I was.
Which you can do.
Yeah.
Like that. Then if something breaks out, it'll go for a touchdown. Yeah. Like that. So that would not be probably the wise thing to do until you get backed up into your own red zone.
Then you can go plus
two. Then you can play a little bit more aggressive. But what you're going to see a lot of, just watch for, which Nebraska will be repping a bunch, will be the tight end and the flat. They run what we call the bluff play, where the tight end looks like they're going to run away zone, and the tight end is off the ball, and he's coming back to block the defensive end, and then he'll just slip the defensive end out into the flat, and they'll try to get him to the ball to him fast.
Who's covering that?
It'll be an outside backer. It could be a safety somewhere in that vicinity. Who's going to have that guy? It's by call. It's not always the same guy.
Okay.
Oh, you have that. No, it changes up how that's going to be. But you'll see that they don't throw the ball down the field.
See, that helps. That helps. They're going to try to grind it out. Thank you. I would say play the sound on Keona Davis. We don't mention Keona Davis much, but he is one of those sort of guys that you don't think about. But then when you see him, he's a true freshman, by the way. He's a true freshman defensive lineman. He was a late add to the 2024 class that you don't think about until you lay eyes on him. Then you say, how's he a freshman? He only has 5 tackles. It's not like he's setting the world on fire, but he's playing in the trenches in meaningful moments of games as a true freshman lineman. Watch Keona Davis.
Here's Tony White and him yesterday.
Explosive. I mean, he's very explosive. I mean, we say that with the young guys that this is the worst they'll look, you know, and as he continues to get snaps and feels what it's like playing there in the trenches and, you know, against some grown men down in there, he's realizing what he can do as well. I mean, again, it's fun because the guys know what he can be around here, you know, in the future and stuff. And so they're hard on him. They're coaching him. They're consistently telling them techniques and stuff and what to watch. So his growth and development is fun to be around.
Yeah, he holds in there really well, and they play a lot of guys up front, and he's one of them that comes in right away. What else from Tony White struck you, Jake? Anything?
Well, I think we got to give John Bullock some kudos here.
Oh my God,
John Bullock has been
the MVP of the defense.
Year.
Yeah, the MVP. Yeah.
Here is Tony White on John Bullock yesterday.
Well, it's if you're going to say anything about Nebraska, that the first person I think that epitomizes what it is John. You know, he's a local guy, he's a Nebraska guy, right? And he comes over here, he walks on. I still remember the day where he's the fourth safety, and when we get here, he's the fourth safety or so, fourth or fifth safety, and Coach Rule standing back there, and he's like, "Hey, you see that guy right there? Well, let's move him to linebacker. Let's move John to linebacker and see what up." A simple like observation like that, right, turns into somebody who's playing at an all-conference level right now, you know, and he's loving where he's at. His decision to come back and play, you know, it's showing up on the grass. It's showing up in the locker room. It's showing up, you know, in family dinners, the smiles on his faces, the celebration when he scored and the guy's going crazy for him, like – It don't get any better than that. That story, you know, and it's really fun to be a part of that because that's something he'll till the day he stops breathing he'll remember that. You know, he'll remember this story. So still got a lot of games to go. He better play well the rest of the way. But it's turned out to be a good one so far.
Omaha Creighton Prep leads the team in tackles 29. He leads the team in tackles for loss 5. Even leads the team in pass breakups with 3. He's affected the ball. He's forced a fumble. He's got his hands on the ball. That's big.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The forced fumble was Illinois. It was a massive forced fumble.
Oh, it was a grown man play.
It was. Punched it out.
Yeah, it was a grown man play. He's playing really well. Clearly the MVP of the defense, as I've said 17 times in the last 2 days. He's And I like the Alex Bullock, John Bullock story. Alex is Alex Bullock's playing more now.
See, he got more reps on the last game. Yes.
And I think that's a blocking thing. He's a good perimeter blocker. You mentioned yesterday he sprung Ja'Cory Barney on that play.
Yes.
Yeah, that was him. So the Bullocks boys are valuable. I mean, John is. I wouldn't have seen it coming. If you had said to me before the first game, who you think at midway point of the season will be the MVP of the defense, I probably would have named three or four players before him. So kudos to him.
Great young man. Great. Yeah. Family, everything about him. Awesome.
Football player. Football player. Gets places too. He's fast.
He's a really good player.
Yeah.
He's a really, really good.
They say 4-5 on him.
Probably pretty close, pretty accurate.
Wow. Man, 4-5. What else you got there?
Well, if you didn't see, Javon Wright did make his debut last week.
That'd be good sound. Sierra Wright would be good
sound.
Here's
Tony White and what it means to get Javon Wright back this last week.
It was fun to watch him run around. You know, he's got a big smile on his face, and he truly, you know, the game was taken away from him for a second, and you could see every moment he's out there, he gave him a different outtake. So he's out there and he's loving life and he's loving running around and being with the guys. So just a reminder how you get into the groove of things and you take for granted every second you get a chance to be around guys, be around the players, be around this place. So I think he's really enjoying what he's getting to do now.
Guys, he played 13 snaps. He was in early. He ended up playing 13 snaps at inside linebacker. I don't think he practiced a lot before that week. That's the way Rule characterized it, I think, yesterday. Jake, I think you listened. But he got 13 snaps in, so that's great for him. He joked to Rule that, well, I'm a ninth-year senior, so I know what I'm doing. He's not a ninth-year senior. But okay, now, what do you have for sound on Sierra Wright, who's become a pretty good story?
Yes.
And a story could get really interesting. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't have the answer to this. If Tommy's able to play Tommy Hill, if he determines on Saturday that he can play against Rutgers, what do you do with the lineup at that point? Do you take Sierra right out of it now? Because somebody's going to have to go out. But anyway, they're really happy with the way Sierra Wright's playing, the transfer corner from USC.
Yeah, he's been ultra competitive. That's essentially what you're looking for, right? I mean, I know again we've got a lot of transfers that are balling and stuff, you know, Banks and Nayor and stuff. But you know, on defense is the same way. You got MJ who came over and is having doing a great job, and then Sierra, especially with the injuries and the guys being old back there. It's fun to watch him, you know, take form and start to be the best version of himself. You know, he's competitive. He knows what to do. Coach Butler's doing a really nice job with Coach Melvin and Tariq and Adam, those guys on the coaching staff, keeping them up, you know what I mean? Keeping the standards high for him, not letting them slip up and all that stuff. And it's showing in his work on the grass and off the grass as well. So it's fun.
What I'm talking about here is Sierra Wright played 52 snaps. He played 52 snaps against Purdue. That's the most snaps of any of the defensive backs. So I just don't think they'll take him off the field, but I don't know what you do at that point. We got to get to Sean
we
here.
Do. We do.
Let's get to Sean.
Okay.
Let's get to Sean.
Before that, though, we were at Early Bird yesterday.
We were.
Which is called what? The Bird.
The Bird.
Thank you.
The Bird's the word.
You had pancakes. I had some breakfast tacos after it was all over. It was great.
I did not know that.
I stayed and paid for my breakfast tacos.
I did not know that.
I did. I paid for them. It was great.
Breakfast burritos. I just ate other people's plates.
Variety of pancakes. And, of course, the chicken fried steak, which was what, Bill?
Smothered. Bonus smothered.
David got the bonus smothered. And don't forget the world famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
Which a lot of people had hash holes yesterday. And they liked it.
They sold more hash holes yesterday than any time ever. That was... Everyone walked out of there with hash holes.
They probably didn't. If you did, that's
the first thing I had. That little cheese saucy.
Same had a hash hole.
Yeah, really good.
It's interesting. Yeah. Bill gave me one. Those are real.
Yeah.
Those are real.
You like that.
Yeah.
Free parking. Lots of parking. 19th and K. Gets it today. Early Bird. Check it out. It was awesome yesterday. It'd be great today. You go today?
I go today.
Also, it's just as good. Sean Callahan is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month.
Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.